Can you picture the types of meals families relying on during the tough times of the Great Depression? With no item wasted, innovative and unexpected food combinations were formed. See how necessity led to creative outcomes. Here we go. Hoover stew was one of those dishes that anyone could afford to make, so it is no wonder that the stew was a common item in the Great Depression. Hoover stew had two signature traits. It could feed the whole family, and you could have the dish without exceeding the monthly budget. As for the recipe, the dish involved using scraps and leftovers to increase savings and recycling in a time when households could not afford a lot. You did not need many spices, and you could easily use leftover meats. In an America where banks were going bankrupt and the job market was hopeless, the stew was a welcome addition. Obviously, it would be a popular choice among many households, as our older viewers might still remember. Fortunately, as economic stability came back, Hoover stew went away from tables in favor of more flavorful and varied stews. Mock apple pie is another delicious dessert that clicked with masses across the nations during rough times. As apples were getting expensive, people were looking for cheaper alternatives. That is when the mock apple pie entered. Resemblance is one thing, but if the pie looks and tastes like it, then it might as well be an apple pie. Created using cheap and the nation favorite Ritz crackers, mixing those with some vanilla syrup, sprinkle some lemon and cinnamon to create a perfect home-baked pie fit to rival apple pie. The Depression era onwards really saw an explosion in its popularity. We cannot really blame people either. Fresh, juicy apples were in hot demand and short supply. The pie was just as cheap as Hoover stew and easy to make. Nowadays, of course, you would not find this in houses you go to, despite it being popular enough that Ritz had instructions on the back of the box on how to make it. Then came the cornmeal mush, joining pies and stews on the list of economically sensible lunches. When times are tough, porridges become a very enticing meal, as affording bacon strips or other meats for breakfast was out of the question. Even if you got cheap beef jerky, you did not know if it was good and clean meat, and typical American breakfasts like grilled bacon and eggs were losing popularity due to price constraints. People needed their 7 a.m. nutrition, so cornmeal mush, an incredibly healthy dish, became popular. Topping the cornmeal with maple syrup, or in some cases a thick sausage gravy, elevated it in the taste department. It was not much of a fan favorite, though, because the mush did not last long after the economy settled. Once people could afford better, they definitely went back to their regulars. Dandelion salad might sound like a fairy tale-like name for an incredibly frugal but delicious meal. By now, you might have noticed the scavenger vibe in terms of ingredients of the dishes so far. People making anything out of whatever they had on hand. Economic downturns often feature lifestyle changes, and the Great Depression was no other, sending people on a scramble to find and eat anything. Dandelion salad took scramble seriously, as the meal involved finding and foraging dandelions. You would cut out all the roots, flowers, and waste to make the dressing for a very healthy salad. For people, especially those on a diet and a budget, this was a godsend. For a garnish, all people would usually put on it was lemon juice and olive oil. A dash of salt and you were good to go at basically no cost. Vinegar pie is the rather odd dish on this list that proves that at times of desperation, anyone will eat anything. Vinegar pie started spreading infectiously out of states like Pennsylvania in the start of the 1930s and tops even dandelion salad when it comes to being budget-friendly. All you would need is an open crust, vinegar, sugar, and some eggs to create this unique pie. To cover the mediocre taste, people would coat the crust with a meringue. It was an affectionate treat to bring in case of a celebration and was easy to make if you had a sweet craving. The dish was also pretty delicious if you were able to get over the sour vinegar taste and focus on the meringue. People really wanted a sweet treat at the end of a hard week spent cutting corners and working long hours, and small joys like vinegar pies were what kept people sustained. Potato pancakes are one that we are very sad to have seen fade away from the arsenal of home chefs. Pancakes made with matzo or applesauce topped with garlic or fried onions made for such a mouth-watering meal. Low-income households back in those times were struggling to buy produce. Farmers' markets were uniformly unaffordable for middle-income households due to creeping inflation. People needed a vegetable that was cost-appropriate and easy to make in batches. Enter the potato pancake, which revolutionized the breakfast scene in a struggling time. As times improved, people slowly started going to more fancier and creative breakfasts, unfortunately leaving simpler dishes behind. Potato pancakes took a backseat in the face of changing food and economic trends, but anyone from the era will rave to you about the godsend these were. Boiled carrot sandwiches was created from the weird culinary gap left by increasing prices and thinner savings accounts. Like we said, people wanted vegetables that ticked the cheaper and tastier most boxes for them, however, even that was getting tough. Some of the worst stretches of the Great Depression left people with frustrations and creativity alike. Whipping up dishes like this was common, and the boiled carrot sandwich definitely stayed during the time because of its simplicity. Americans love a good sandwich, and they adore an easy-to-cook filling. Boiled carrot sandwiches definitely met most of the criteria, as roasting cheese to create an open-faced sandwich was a popular choice. Suffering the same fate as other dishes on this list, the boiled carrot sandwich eventually died out as economic growth increased in America. Prune pudding was one of the more niche dishes that were created during the Great Depression. What really was surprising was that prune pudding extended to the upper royalty as well, since even prominent VIPs would also be real low-budget with how they eat. Prune pudding became very popular as a result of the efforts made by First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, who would serve prune pudding at White House functions. It stained the White House's culinary track record, sure, but earned massive points with the struggling American people. For being made of such a simple ingredient and some syrups of your choice, it was definitely one of the tastiest and cheapest meals to come home to. Egg drop soup for some royal courts was a show of a chef's skill. In 1930, America the Soup became a beloved soup of the masses who were struggling to make an honest paycheck. Bread from last night and eggs beaten so thoroughly that the preparation itself doubled as a forearm workout resulted in an incredibly rich soup. Sometimes, if a home cook felt particularly fancy, they would have chicken either boiled or shredded in the mix. Using the chicken stock was also a common way to not let anything go to waste, since getting the most bang for your buck out of poultry became a habit of everyone. Most would just have this with eggs and throw in some ginger, chives and olives, or anchovies. We would definitely like to see this make a comeback with a less cost-oriented version that really explores the dish. Cabbage and noodles typically just looked like a pound of cabbage and a medium serving of noodles. More or less, it was not the most expensive dish, and you could enjoy a bowl by making it pretty quickly. Away from the pancake and pie-addled fanatics are admirers of noodles across the states. Everyone needs their craving satisfied from time to time, even if the soaring prices spared no one. In some areas, cabbage and noodles was known as halusky. However, in most places, it was simply referred to as cabbage and noodles, the most typical Depression-era noodle recipe. It's a must-have that needed to be in your repertoire if you were to survive the times and not forget every taste you ever loved. Someone really needs to study how times like these bring out everyone's culinary creativity. Bean soup is different from the other soups on our list because, in contrast, bean soup was pretty simple to make. Dried red kidney beans in a thick soup made for a favorite of states like Idaho, where the dish originated from. You could find different ideas on the soup from house to house, as some had their vegetables as toppings and others had meats. Fred Dubois, who was Idaho's senator at one point, passed a bill that mandated the Senate restaurant to have bean soup on the menu every day. Definitely one way to start a movement if you ask us, but the trend definitely stuck around after it gained steam. It was an amazing way for low-income neighborhoods to eat healthy. But nowadays, you would not find it in households, as beans are not really the go-to item for soups. Milk toast is exactly what the name suggests. Toasted to perfection bread dipped in milk with a generous slap of butter. On days when any meal you loved was unaffordable and getting up to cook something proper was dreadful, milk toast came through for many families. All you needed was some good fresh bread and a warm glass of milk to gorge on until you felt full. Milk toast quickly became one of the most popular breakfasts in the states, catering specifically to people below the poverty line who could not make most of the items on this list regularly. Nowadays, this might be considered a very vintage meal, the type to get kids asking you what century you might be from. but back then it was something even working-class 20-year-olds would eat daily. Times have changed, and the breakfast of people in those socioeconomic classes is definitely different. Creamed chipped beef on toast, however, was a more happening kind of toast-based breakfast. Particularly fancy and skillful home cooks would smoke the meat sometimes to add a better BBQ flavor. Thin slices of beef in glass jars were all you needed, which were not too expensive, and the rest of the dish was completed with a creamy, thick white sauce. Meat lovers would use cayenne pepper, remembering days where they could spray it on their steaks instead of their toast. Comfort food was really lacking in the Depression times because most could not make theirs. Creamed chipped beef on toast was a wonderful replacement that we are still sad to see fade away to history. Depending on where you were, the dish was more rare because you would most often see it in middle to upper middle class households. Beef really was expensive back then, but nowadays lots of other beef-based breakfasts took its spot. Oatmeal cakes are a warm, fuzzy childhood dish that many might associate with visits to their grandparents. Failing economy on one side, and grandma spoiling her favorite niece and nephew on the other. You just know they will always find a way, and lucky enough for us that the people of the times did it so craftily. In 35 minutes, you had a wondrous dessert to yourself that was quick enough to make after long, panic-filled days. Canned oatmeal on a soft cake glazed with an almond or peanut topping really set hearts on fire. Despite the cake's popularity back then, especially in the fitness and health community, it still did not stand the test of the time. Of course, it is a great way to spice up your oatmeal, regardless of how other breakfasts prepared with more culinary liberties taken would eventually replace it. Squirrel stew is also called Brunswick stew, which might be a more familiar name since it is very well known in the South. Squirrel stew typically has much more positive associations than the ones it is tied to in the Great Depression era. In some areas that were struck exceptionally badly, it was hard to get any kind of meat. Stews had already been made with tomatoes, onions, and other basic vegetables that were available, but they were missing protein. Using squirrel in stews began to be widely incorporated into the daily meals of families following the onset of the Depression. The poor neighborhoods relied on variations of this stew that worked with what they had for regular nutrition. You have to consider that these were families used to eating meat before the brunt of the era hit America, and so squirrel meat was a welcome change. Depression cake has a name that catches your eye, but it also suits the type of dish it was. Sugar, butter, and eggs were getting much harder to obtain, and even milk would not remain an easily buyable item. This cake was thus made with a recipe that had to use none of that, which actually made it realistic enough to be applicable. Following the 1929 crash of the market, all of the normal cake ingredients soared in prices. Bakeries quickly created an alternative recipe and aptly named it Depression Cake. The recipe used baking powder, water, and butter, instead of the other ingredients typically necessary for any basic cake that people are used to eating today. This was a cake that set a precedent in that era because it would inspire things like the mock apple pie. The trend of mock food is almost completely gone nowadays, but for families that wanted to still have cake, this came close enough. Corned beef hash was another famous dish similar to the ones we have been talking about on this list. Food analysts all over the world associate corned beef hash with Great Depression cuisine, as it was a way to get out of the patterns of mock foods and instead be a cheap and unique dish. Unfortunately, the meal was not that great or beloved, though it provided necessary vegetables and protein, so it gained popularity. Thick gravy in a cheap, widely available can suddenly became the go-to food for many households. When you think of beef, keep in mind that this meant anything from what was on hand, whether that was a fresh can of beef or leftovers from the last soup you had. Corned beef hash was also on the menus of diners around the states where you could get beef hash for as low as 75 cents, though those restaurant prices are in the distant past. Potato soup was a dish that was much better depending on the situation, since sometimes you had a pretty hearty soup, and other times, a pretty basic one. Using ingredients that most would find in their homes any day of the year now, such as butter and milk, the recipe catered even to those families who often lacked these staples. They took just salt, pepper, and water to make a soup out of boiled potatoes that were sliced. The full recipe was definitely a delicious soup when it was made. Potato soup was also reserved for mostly important days or special occasions back then. Nowadays, you might make it because you saw it on YouTube. Apple Brown Bettys were usually the grand desserts of the Great Depression. Before the Depression, this dessert was made with pie crusts that were usually packed with cinnamon and apples sprinkled with breadcrumbs on top using things like brown sugar. You can definitely imagine by now that the Apple Brown Bettys of the Depression were vastly different. When ingredients were rare, these even had oatmeal fillings and whatever else was in the cabinet. This was a very weird moment in history because these takes on the Brown Betty were not really popular, but not unknown either, existing in that weird middle gap between what you could expect to find out 6-10 households to a wildly different Betty in each block. Stereotypical variations of the desert, as well as ones from the years following the stock market crash, are now just memories and grandma's recipes. Hominy was made from dried maize kernels, and it was an often overlooked one until the Great Depression hit. People then began to realize that not only is hominy a very affordable grain found in cans everywhere, but it is also very healthy and tasty to eat. Stokely's Hominy was a very popular and affordable brand that people might still have fond memories of. The taste can be best described as a cross between a dumplings and mashed potatoes. Hominy typically cost 15 cents or more at most U.S. stores, which in those times was definitely a steal. Hominy meant you had something for either a soup or a roast, or just a meal on its own. Guess the things that might really help you out in times like these might be right under your nose, or in this case, on grocery shelves you usually pass by. Did any of the creative food combinations surprise you? If so, like this video, click subscribe and stay tuned for more nostalgia trips.